MTD Radio News, I'm Blake Ovard. Two New Mexico veteran cemeteries will get millions in federal grant money to expand. $1.3 million will go to the Fort Stanton State Veterans Cemetery to add 200 cremation grave sites, roads, landscaping, and irrigation. And the Angel Fire State Veterans Cemetery will receive nearly $6 million for around 140 grave sites, administration and maintenance buildings, and more. It has not been announced when those projects could get started. And the New Mexico Department of Health said that the measles outbreak, which was affecting New Mexico, making it the state with the second highest number of cases in the country, is officially over. The last case was reported on August 14th, and public health authorities consider the measles outbreak over once 42 days has passed without a new infection. New Mexico is dead last in education, but that doesn't have to be if the state can depoliticize education, set meaningful benchmarks, and iron out its funding formula. That's what education administrators shared with the state's Legislative Finance Committee last week at their meeting at the CORE in Hobbs. During that meeting, Republican State Senator David Gallegos congratulated local districts for making things happen despite little support from the state, and Republican State Representative Elaine Sena Cortez piggybacked on that and said more control needs to be put back into the hands of local educators. Meanwhile, committee vice chairman, Democrat Senator George Munoz, pointed to a failure of parents to do their part as some of the reason New Mexico is failing. And remember when Matthew McConaughey was in Ruidoso to film a movie? Well, that movie, The Lost Bus, is now showing in some New Mexico theaters.
There are 23 kids who are stranded. Is there anybody in the area that can pick them up?
The Lost Bus is about a father and bus driver, played by McConaughey, who is tasked with rescuing a teacher, played by America Friera, and her students during the 2018 campfire, which became the deadliest fire in California history. If you don't catch it in theaters, the film will also begin streaming on Friday on Apple TV. And that's the way it is. I'm Blake Ovard. This is MTD Radio News.